jobless claims fell, and Wall Street gets anxious. It's the business news headlines for Thursday, the 8th day of February. Thanks for being with us. In other business news, inflation is nearly at the Fed target of 2%. So where are the rate cuts? We've got some thoughts on that today. Those AI-generated robocalls that were made in New Hampshire ahead of the primary there? Well, the FCC has a fix. In much of Europe, if you go to the grocery store, you take your own bag or basket. And that may be the future here, or at least in California. We've got the Wall Street Report and finally a federal law that impacts small businesses that we bet you know nothing about. For the interview, you'll meet master storyteller Eric Grant, who uses images, video, and the spoken and written word to paint a picture of your business story. It's good stuff just ahead, but first the news.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot, TERO.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome once again to this, the Thursday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, grateful as always that you are along for the ride again today. Want to reach us on X, formerly Twitter? It's at IOB_NewsHour. Over on Threads, it's Insight on Business. Facebook is Insight on Business, the News Hour. Well, you would think that the good news, which is fewer people turned in jobless claims last week, would be good news. But to some, it's not. Reuters is reporting the number of Americans filing new claims for unemployment benefits fell slightly more than expected last week, pointing to underlying labor market strength despite a recent surge in announced layoffs, mostly in the technology industry. The report from the Labor Department also showed unemployment rolls shrinking a bit in late January after swelling to a two-month high earlier. Labor market resilience is underpinning the economy, and the latest claims reading suggested that the strong economic growth momentum that we saw in the fourth quarter of last year is continued in early 2024, which potentially will delay an anticipated interest rate cut this year. And friends, that last sentence is exactly what investors on Wall Street are fearing. So for some, good news isn't necessarily good at all. And on that, we watched the major indexes struggle to gain any momentum today. The Dow sank big time just ahead of the afternoon trade, but did come back a bit. The subdued trading in equities followed overnight gains in Asia, with China's recent support measures and reassurances that Japan's interest rates will not shoot up, and that supported stocks. Once again, the Labor Department report showed that Americans filing for state unemployment benefits dipped to 218,000 during the week that ended on February 3. That is compared with economist forecasts of 220,000. Those numbers from Wall Street and a look at oil prices and the 10-year Treasury will be coming at you in just a bit. The central bank is acting a bit, shall we say, timid on rate cuts? Wall Street is waiting. Everyday Americans are waiting, but little action from the central bank on rate cuts. Now, true, the Fed is widely expected to cut rates this year, probably several times. But what we do know is this, that inflation, as measured by the Fed's preferred gauge, rose in the second half of 2023 at an annual rate of about 2%, which is the Fed's target level. Yet, this week, several central bank officials underscored that they were not ready to pull the trigger just yet. So why? With inflation nearly conquered and the Fed's key rate at a 22-year high, isn't now the time to do rate cuts? Well, the AP is reporting that while most of the Fed's policymakers have said they're optimistic that even as the economy and the job market keep growing, inflation pressures will continue to cool. But they also caution that the economy appears so strong there's a real risk that price increases could spike again. And some are worried that if they cut rates now and inflation reaccelerates, Then the Fed would be forced to do an about-face and have to raise rates once again. Now, we saw all of this happen back in 1986 when Paul Volcker was Fed chair. The Fed reduced rates, but inflation then escalated again the following year, which caused the Fed to reverse course, and the Fed does not want that to happen again. So the main word seems to be caution. Well, now it's illegal. The Federal Communications Commission has outlawed robocalls that contain voices generated by artificial intelligence. It's a decision that sends a clear message that exploiting the technology to scam people and mislead voters will not be tolerated. The unanimous ruling targets robocalls made with AI voice cloning tools under the Telephone Consumer Protection Act. That's a 1991 law restricting junk calls that use artificial and pre-recorded voice messages. The announcement comes as New Hampshire authorities are advancing their investigation into AI-generated robocalls that mimicked President Joe Biden's voice to discourage people from voting in the state's first-in-the-nation primary last month. Effective immediately, the regulation empowers the FCC to fine companies that use AI voices in their calls or block the service providers that carry them. It also opens the door for call recipients, that would be you and me, to file lawsuits and give state attorneys general a new mechanism to crack down on violators. So there. The state of California has just decided to ban all plastic shopping bags by 2026. Now, California already bans thin plastic shopping bags at grocery stores and other shops, but shoppers at checkout can still purchase bags made with a thicker plastic that purportedly makes them reusable and recyclable. The AP is reporting that State Senator Catherine Blakespear said people are not reusing or recycling those bags. She points to a state study that found the amount of plastic shopping bags trashed per person grew from 8 pounds per year in 2004 to 11 pounds per year in 2021. And just a side note, you know, we can actually do this. We had a test run just ahead of the pandemic where stores were shaving a nickel or so off the price of your purchases if you brought your own bag. Hey, we can do this. If folks in Europe can do it, we sure can, right? Well, it was a sort of dull day on Wall Street as investors worry about a strong economy and central bank rate cuts. The Dow gained 48 points to close at 38,726, while the NASDAQ picked up just 37 points to end the session at 15,793, and the S&P 500 put up 2 points, just two, to edge closer to 5,000 at 49.97. West Texas Intermediate crude at news time was up by over $2.60 to $76.52 a barrel, and the 10-year Treasury yield also at news time inched up to 4.152%. And finally, there is this, and this is about a new federal law that went into effect on the 1st of January that impacts some 32 million small businesses, but most owners know nothing about it. Under the Corporate Transparency Act, small business owners must file their information with the Treasury's Financial Crimes Enforcement Network. The agency says it's been working to ensure those impacted know about the new rule. However, in a November survey of small business owners, 47% of respondents said they had no idea what the act even is. Not filing opens businesses up to significant criminal and civil penalties, according to the agency. Now, the main focus of the new rule is fighting money laundering. But the agency doesn't know how to deal with small businesses and vice versa. All that, according to Todd McCracken, president of the National Small Business Association. The new reporting requirements apply to small, private companies with fewer than 20 employees, which may not have the resources or the staffing to carry out the order. So yeah, rather than focus on the 1% of bad actors, throw 99% of the law-abiding small businesses under the bus. Weary. All right, stay with us and click ahead for a conversation about how the Grant Company helps businesses better tell their story. My guest is the founder, Eric Grant, who will explain his process and why it matters. You know, we sort of geeked out on this conversation. We really did. But anyway, thanks for listening.